Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And because I was wearing socks on the hardwood floors, I slipped and hit my hip on the very top stair and then gong, 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 gong.
And it
down
is
every single
it's black, yellow, purple. It's like all these horrible colors.
You're laugh, Ricky.
Ricky.
I just pictured you hitting every single stair.
This is the Woody and Jim Show podcast, over 1,000 episodes strong. A daily recap of everything you missed.
Ricky now has a special report.
Here's a segment we call The Ocean is F***, y'all.
Oh, okay.
There's a lot going on in the ocean. I just keep finding these crazy stories about the ocean.
You're our undersea reporter for today. Tell us how things are. The ocean is fun, y'all.
So
obviously fun was the word we
used. Yes, obviously. So to start, apparently sea snakes are very sexually frustrated right now.
Number one, I didn't even know that sea snakes existed, and that's terrifying to start with.
They are
but
scary.
Wait, they're so sexually frustrated that they're going after scuba divers, mistaking them as mates.
Oh.
How big are these snakes?
They're decent-sized snakes. They are also venomous, so they are not things that you want to be near in the ocean.
You don't want any part of them.
But
how
apparently,
does a snake hump you?
I'm going to tell you right now exactly how they do it.
Okay.
So they coil around you and lick the water and stuff.
They lick the water?
With their little snake tongue.
With their
And they like chase after you, which they're really, really fast.
I
like,
can imagine.
Really
I bet
fast.
They are.
So it's mating season, and they're just going crazy. They're saying that they think it's because they have poor eyesight, and that's what's causing the confusion.
You remember in high school?
We need to start a GoFundMe to buy contact lenses for horny sneezes.
When you say they coil around you, you remember in high school when we wore those like those slap bracelets?
Oh, yeah.
Slapped around your wrist?
That's what it's
that's
like?
That's what I'm picturing is them. They're just being like...
Yep. Exactly.
Well,
and then they slither the little tongues around
and stuff.
Coiling around you is a lot better than what I originally imagined they would be doing.
Then do you just wait it out?
I guess, yeah. I guess you just got to kind of like slither out.
Yeah.
And
yeah. Then, you just turn around your underwater going, okay, finish! Finish!
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Okay.
When I thought the segment was weird when we started,
yeah, it's
of course
weird.
Woody took it weirder.
Okay.
My job.
Okay, change
for.
Of subject.
In a cuter, more adorable ocean story.
Still underwater.
Yes, still underwater. Off the coast of Ireland, they're having a problem with this one specific walrus that they've named Wally the Walrus.
Aww.
He keeps sinking people's boats because he keeps just climbing inside of the boats.
Oh, he's a jerk.
He just wants to, or does he just want to rest?
He just wants to hang out, so he just keeps climbing into people's boats and sinking them.
Oh, my God.
So now they've asked if anybody has an old boat without a motor that they can just put out into
put
like
out there
off
for,
the coast.
So he can take his little naps in
there. Yeah, so he can just hang out in the boat and nobody will have to worry about him sinking their boat.
That's actually so cute.
There's a video of him doing it and it's so adorable of him like climbing his way. So I'll put it on 107.5 The River's Instagram page in
kinda
the
looks
story
like me
section.
Trying to get off a couch.
He's adorable. I love Wally.
Oh, well, I gotta look at this Insta story.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
That's why he wants to get. He doesn't want to be in the water because they all the Randy's sea snakes are down
yes.
there.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Save me for the snakes.
Save me for the snakes.
Trending. Here's what's trending this morning with Woody and Jim on 107.5 The River.
Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Of course, the big story today is what happened in Waverly and Humphreys County over the weekend. All the flooding and all the rain.
Yeah.
There's many ways you can help. Also, they need help finding some of the people who are still missing. The cell phone towers were down, so it was hard to catch up with people and find out if they're okay.
Yeah.
So you can go to the Woody and Jim page at 107father.com or you can follow the river on Facebook. And there's links there for you can help out with donations, monetary, or also some goods are needed, like
canned
goods
and
stuff.
Yeah. We're called the Volunteer State for a reason. So that's come together and help our neighbors.
They lost everything.
Yeah.
Okay. Everything.
Now, Ricky, you have an update on Wally the boat sinking walrus?
Wally the walrus, who I'm now fully obsessed with.
She is.
I can't stop.
We're rooting for Wally. We're rooting for Wally.
I literally can't stop. I just looked up all these pictures of him in different boats, and it's freaking adorable.
He doesn't want to be in the water.
He just plops onto him and sinks the boat.
A comfy boat, but then it doesn't last. It sinks, and he has to find another one.
So he just plops around to different boats. Yep. But apparently, he's sunk enough in Ireland, so he's now in Wales. So he's traveled to Wales, and he's sinking boats.
I have new boats
there.
I need to sink.
He's on a UK tour.
He's just going wherever he can and sinking boats, and they keep making him barges, but he doesn't want anything to do with the barges.
No, he wants to be on people.
He wants to go on the boat.
He wants the leather couches on the boats.
Which I just love so much.
Give Wally what he deserves.
There's probably no snacks on these barges.
I'm obsessed with him.
Like, I want to live the yacht life.
There are pictures of him just laying in the back with his head back, resting, enjoying
and
the
ready
sun.
For the next episode on Netflix.
Should get him a little sea captain's hat. It'd be cute.
I'm obsessed with Wally the walrus.
We love Wally.
I'm obsessed with him.
There's the problem of you get up in the middle of the night. It's like 3 a.m. and you're like, I gotta get back to sleep. You're counting the number of minutes or hours you have until you wake up. And
I
you're
do
not
that
sure,
all the time.
Should I get out of bed and mix things up to go back to sleep, or should I just stay here? Okay, here's what the experts are telling us: that you should try to go back to sleep, stay in your bed, so that you don't train your brain into thinking you got to go somewhere else to sleep.
Okay.
Okay. And they say, focus not on your problems of the day or when you got to get up, but on your breath. They recommend you breathe in through your nose, breathe out through your mouth. When your mind wanders from your breath, gently bring your focus back and you will fall asleep.
Yep.
Okay. That gives me anxiety.
I'll totally try that. Yeah.
I also suggest on Spotify, they have a lot of different playlists of meditation where there is a person that will say, breathe in deeply, breathe out, and it will help you fall asleep. Yeah. I use it quite often, actually.
Wow. Yeah, they're on YouTube, too. So, definitely focus on the voice and you're
and breathing.
Off to sleepy land.
Thanks for tuning in, Monday.
Yay.
So, how was our weekend, you guys?
Jim, you go first. What did you do this weekend?
I barely left the house.
Good for you.
And I'm proud of
Good plan. Good plan.
Left the house twice, and the rest of the time there was a lot of napping. I did do a kind of a DIY crafting project.
What did we make?
I'm making these LED light up tubes that will look cool for a video project.
Cute. It'll
look
great. Next time you have a rave party in your garage, you'll be all set.
Oh yeah. I don't need anybody but myself.
Glow sticks.
Dancing out there with my little lightsabers. Woody, what about you? What did you do this weekend?
My friend Melissa came up and we had a great time. Went over to see Zach at Murfreesboro Pride.
Which I was so glad that you were there. Thank you for coming and supporting.
I encouraged everyone to wear cargo pants because that's what Zach loves.
So I hate them.
I was wearing camo cargo pants.
Which you bought specifically for the occasion.
Yes, for the occasion.
I will Price say, no it was object. Hot and muggy outside, so the dedication that you had to those pants was real.
I saw several people in cargo shorts, but not as many as I'd hoped.
Yeah.
Then afterwards, we danced in the kitchen and made lasagna.
That's so cute.
Which I brought some for you guys.
Oh my God, that sounds amazing.
Can I eat it right now?
It's really good.
Zach, settle down.
Ricky, what about you?
I didn't do too much because both my boyfriend and I did get our second shot.
So you were kind of wiped out from that.
Yeah, so pretty exhausted. So it was a lot of sleeping this weekend. And
I love
then,
sleep.
Oh, same. I actually feel energized to an extent, less exhausted than usual today.
That's probably the best explanation of it.
Yeah.
Not so much energized, but doing
rested
better
enough
than usual.
That you don't want to die.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that's good to know.
And then I went to the drag brunch on Sunday that Zach was also hosting.
Okay, now Zach, you have to tell us about the horrifying thing that happened to you.
So what had happened was, is on Friday, I was not even drunk, which is the saddest part to me.
Yes.
Is I was just wearing socks walking around my house. And so my downstairs is concrete and my upstairs is hardwood floors. And so I was like walking down the hardwood floor stairs. And because I was wearing socks on the hardwood floors, I slipped and hit my hip on the very top stair, and then gong, 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 gong,
and it
down
is,
every single
it's
stair.
It's black, yellow, purple. It's like all these horrible colors.
You're laugh, Ricky.
Ricky?
I just picture you hitting every single stair on your way down.
I did.
Because I know exactly what the stairs look like.
I hit every single
one.
Oh,
line. We got a snort.
This is like, just like doing your legs flying up in the air, just hitting every single step.
The roles are reversed. Ricky is doing exactly what Zach does when he hears about somebody else.
Somebody
having
has something
like this
has an accident. Zach laughs and laughs.
Crying.
Yeah, it was. I wish I had cameras in my house so that I could rewatch it.
I wish you did too.
It's the only place you don't have cameras.
You don't have cameras there?
Not inside my house because I just think that's weird.
Uh huh.
So yes, I did fall down, and now I have a massive bruise on my back.
It's dynamic.
I had to go to the doctor to make sure I didn't rupture my spleen or injure my lungs.
There's lots of important stuff in that area. Yeah.
It's funny now, like thinking about it, but like the whole way down, I was like, ow, 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 and just clunk, clunk, clunk down every single stair.
Okay, because it does involve you having to move some of your clothing. Not the wrong clothing, but can you do a little striptease for us and show us?
Oh my God, I never thought I would thrive for this moment more, honey.
So
and
we're
not
see
even
this
on OnlyFans.
Horrific bruise that you're talking about?
That's right. It's this is the start
so
of your
bad
OnlyFans.
This is the
page.
Point of impact. Oh my God.
Isn't that awful?
Oh my God.
It's black.
He showed actually that to us on Saturday, and it's like, wow.
And there's like a cut where I hit the top stair.
It is so dark. It looks like he fell onto like one of those toner cartridges.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
now
it exploded.
My whole side is swollen.
But like that's good because then that means it's healing. Like it's going to look worse before it actually gets better. So
okay.
This is what it's supposed to do.
Thanks, proactive. That's what they always say.
Hashtag winning.
It's time for men and women to answer questions for gender war.
Ready to test their Monday morning brain. For the ladies in the audience, we have Kelsey in Gallatin. Hello, Kelsey.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Best of luck. For the guys, we have Caleb in Murfreesboro. Hey there, Caleb.
Hi, good morning.
Hello,
good
morning. Friend.
All right, let's warm up our brains with a Get Acquainted question.
Kelsey, tell us something that's gone that you'd like to bring back.
I think I'm going to go with NSYNC.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, honey.
You have a lot of support in this room for that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Love that.
Caleb, tell us something that's gone that you'd like to bring back.
The purple Halloween ketchup.
Did
what?
You buy the purple ketchup?
I love that because that was a thing.
You
yeah.
paid like, for cool. that? You like sought it out?
I was four, so I did not pay for it.
His mom did.
That was okay. Totally a thing when we were younger, though.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
But you loved it.
Oh, yeah. It was way better.
Yeah, remember they had the Shrek ketchup, too.
Yeah.
Now, did the purple ketchup taste any different, or was it just a different color?
I don't think it tasted any different, but it just, for some reason, I remember it tasting way better.
In your mind, because it's prettier, it tasted better in your brain.
Yeah.
It's about the experience.
Yeah.
Exactly. All the senses. Okay, you each have a screw you can use in the contest. If you don't know the answer and you don't think your other opponent knows it either, you can use your screw to make them answer it.
Here we go. Multiple choice. Kelsey, is McAfee a company that sells tires, computer software, or running shoes?
Computer software.
Yep. Yeah. Antivirus stuff. Good job.
Okay, Caleb, you're invited to a princess house party. Will they try to sell you cookware, lingerie, or candles?
A lot of time.
Out of time. Got to be a little quicker.
The answer is cookware.
Cookware.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Kelsey, who played the title role in the Jason Bourne movies?
Oh, his name was...
Oh!
Bad time.
You're going to kick yourself.
Matt Damon
yep.
is who that was. All right. You got a chance to tie it up, Caleb.
Okay, Caleb, are you ready?
I'm ready.
What was Jennifer Aniston's character's name on Friends?
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Screw.
Okay, Kelsey.
All right, Kelsey, what was Jennifer Aniston's character's name on Friends?
Rachel.
Yes,
exactly right.
Kind of a poor use of the screw, but Kelsey, you are the winner. Good job.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited. Love that.
Before the summer is over, you'll be able to hang out at Nashville Shores.
Does he have a chance to come back? Well, I think
now she won 2-0.
2-0.
Yeah. 2-0. Yeah, he got nothing. Okay, correct.
We were trying for it, Caleb.
You know,
but the math just didn't work.
Against hope that maybe Caleb had a chance. Not even close. Okay. Kelsey, yeah, enjoy your tickets to Nashville Shores. We'll play again tomorrow morning. All new contestants, all new questions. And maybe it'll be you playing.
So many floods, just so awful on Saturday. And the rain came so fast. Over 17 inches of rain, like, all at once.
The pictures are just
It's devastating.
Heartbreaking.
It's really awful.
Literally cut the town in half.
It did.
And this is one woman who was talking to News Channel 5.
It seriously was like somebody had it dammed up and then they just broke the dam. A mother with a kid that doesn't know how to swim, it was scary.
A lot of people were comparing it to something biblical. You know, yeah. It came so fast and so strong. There's lots of ways you can help, of course, because they're going to need all the help they can get. If you go to 107 Father River's Facebook page, there's a link there. Trying to find the people who are missing.
Yeah,
there's still a ton of people missing.
Still over 20 people missing. 22 people have been confirmed dead, and that is, you know, from young children to the elderly.
Yeah. A couple of toddlers were swept away.
It's just brutal.
So awful.
I saw the story of the two twins that were like swept away, and the dad like tried to grab them, and like the water was so strong it ripped them out of his arms.
I can't imagine.
Yeah.
How do you go on with your life after something like that?
It's so sad. And I will say the one positive side of it is they have been finding a lot of these victims that were lost.
Right.
They have been finding them alive.
Well, I guess, you know, cell service was all out, so you couldn't really contact anybody.
Yeah,
you know,
so our hopes are that we're going to be able to find more of them alive.
Yeah, we'll send out a link from 107.5 The River and at Woody and Jim Show's Twitter to kind of it shows the people that they're still looking for, and if you should find them or see them, that you can, you know, places where you can notify somebody and bring some people you know, the news that they hope for. But it's pretty grim.
Yeah, and if you do want to help, like, the best way that I have found, so actually I have a friend that lives in Dixon, like, in Dixon County.
Mm-hmm.
And so she said that they're looking for cleanup supplies, non-perishable food items, gift cards, baby supplies, personal hygiene. And as of now, that she knows to her best idea, the best place to drop them off right now is at the National Guard Armory in Waverly by the high school. So
very
if you
cool.
have things that you do want to drop off, you can drop them off there.
Yeah.
And then we have more ways that you can help if you go to the website as well.
Right. Yeah, Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee is a natural go-to for anything bad that happens where people need relief. And they have an excellent reputation for getting the money where it needs to go.
Exactly.
Without, you know, swallowing up a ton of money and, you know, costs for, you know, whatever. The money gets where it needs to go.
Yeah.
The putting it in perspective, the 2010 flood, the Nashville flood, that if you were here then, you know how bad it was. This is even worse.
Yeah.
It's worse than that. So, yeah, help if you can.
Woody and Jim in the morning on 107.5 The River.
Here's what's making us happy this morning with Woody and Jim on 107.5 The River. This is truly inspiring. A former high school football player in Texas was paralyzed during a football game in 2009.
Wow.
And they were able, scientists were able to build an exosuit for him. And he was able to walk across the stage and get his college diploma.
Shut up!
It's like science fiction.
Yeah.
For the, you know, handicap. That's amazing.
Yeah, it was amazing. Slowly walking across the stage. That's amazing.
He's like
That's
a really true cool. life superhero yeah. in his exosystem.
That is amazing.
So cool.
Can you imagine never thinking you're probably ever going to be able to ever do that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you did.
Yeah.
That's great.
So, yeah, that's what's making us happy this morning with Woody and Jim on 107.5 The River. Zach's got celebrity stuff now.
So you remember how Kanye West has recently been seen with supermodel Irina Shayk? Mm-hmm. And, like, they were in France for his birthday and... Everybody was like, oh, no, they're just friends. And they made it very adamant. Like, no, we're not. This is very serious. We're actually dating. Well, they're not dating anymore. They have indeed broken up. And apparently this was like, I guess, to protect Kanye's ego, to be like, make him more desirable after Kim Kardashian filed for divorce. Be like, hey, I have a girlfriend. I promise she's real. She just goes to a different school.
Yeah.
She lives in Canada. You don't know her.
She's real, and I kissed her on the mouth and everything.
She's like a model. See, she's in all the new wallets yeah. that you buy at the store.
She has to go to a runway show, so that's why she's not here.
She's very busy. So apparently they allegedly broke up.
Everybody
saying
that I went to high school
Same. I guess they allegedly broke up saying they aren't great romantic partners. Mm. And this came just 3 days after he was seen having lunch with Kim Kardashian in L.A. at like the famous hotspot where celebrities go called Nobu.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Which I've never been there before, but I feel like I need to make a reservation ASAP.
You really
better
should.
Save up.
Yeah. Is it expensive? I mean, clearly it's expensive if the Kardashians go there.
It's a little bit expensive.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's not Golden Corral.
Which, if it was, I would definitely be there.
Sure. It's $75 a cup of coffee, but then you can keep going up and get refills.
Yeah. Super cheap.
Right.
That's great.
Also, you remember Dog the Bounty Hunter? Well, his wife actually passed away in 2019 from throat cancer.
Yes.
And apparently now he's getting married on September 2nd. So that is next Thursday. He's getting remarried to a new woman. And neither of his children, Cicely or Bonnie, are invited to the wedding.
Really?
Well, they don't like her, right? And they don't
They're
like this
fine
whole,
with her.
Oh, I thought they didn't like this whole idea of him marrying someone so quickly.
So I wonder where the bad blood comes from.
So apparently they spoke to TMZ about it and said, like, we're fine with her. Like, we were weird about it, but it's been 2 years since they've been together. Okay. So we've, like, kind of gotten to like her a little bit. And, like, we're not super jaded about it anymore. But apparently, Cicely says that she thinks that her and Bonnie, the other sister, may remind him a little bit too much of their mom, Beth, who died in 2019.
Right.
So he's kind of distanced himself from them.
That's not right.
Because
that's not
the kids remind him too much of his past.
That's not right.
That's not good.
Yeah.
Coping mechanism. Get rid of your children. What?
Yeah, that's not.
Don't
that's,
do that.
That's not a healthy coping mechanism at all.
This is not going to end well.
He's a strange dude.
Yeah. It makes me sad for the kids because they lost their mom 2 years ago and now their dad is distancing themselves from them. So
it's
not
fair.
It's just messed up.
Nope.
But if you want to see that whole story and everything about Kanye West and his girlfriend from another school.
I hate that you laughed so hard at your own joke immediately after you were done telling.
Somebody has to.
I just remember like everybody in high school saying that. Hey, who are you taking to prom this year? Oh, they go to West Wilson. You don't know them.
I don't know if they can make it. They have another thing. Yeah.
They're so hot and they love me very much.
Yeah. Like the river on Facebook and check out everything right there.
Coming up, I want to tell you, I mean, I know my son Alex would hate it if I talked about this on the radio.
So you
that's quite going to do it.
Obviously going to.
He lived every young man's nightmare of thinking he was texting his girlfriend, and he sent the text to his mom.
No!
Oh, that hurts.
Tell you what went down. Coming up. Woody and Jim in the Morning, 107.5 The River. Of course, a tragic weekend for the folks in Waverly and Humphreys counties. If you go to the Woody and Jim show page at 107.5theriver.com or go to the River's Facebook page, there's links to where you can help out monetarily, also donating things, and helping them find some of the folks that are still missing.
Yeah, see everything that they need, because it was such a rough week.
It really was a rough weekend
for everybody out
there. We're posting some raw video that was taken by drone, because some places are still not even accessible by any other means. And you'll go, wow, now I understand why it was such a horrible loss and disaster.
So
look for that on the Woody and Jim page, 107.5theriver.com.
On to something a little lighter, but more embarrassing for my son, Alex. He has a girlfriend now.
Oh, he does?
They've been going out for 2 weeks. She's already moved in.
2 weeks?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, your son, Alex, he tends to fall hard
fast.
Yeah,
he does. He falls in love quickly. And apparently, he's still working with that kind of M.O. So, he sent a text that he thought was going to his girlfriend.
Yeah.
But it went to his mom.
Oh, God, no.
My ex-wife instead. And so, naturally, she had to text all the other kids and me with screenshots of the text. I'll try to pare it down a little bit for a younger audience that might be listening right now.
Oh, boy.
He says, I should be home around 5. Did you grab that sack from the adult entertainment store? It's on the passenger side of the floorboard. And so my ex-wife texts back, says, no, baby, I didn't. he says, well, make sure you grab that. We're going to need that later. And then she finally texts and says, Alex, this is your mom.
No! That makes me want to crawl out of my skin. What did your son say back?
He just said, oh, my God. I'm so embarrassed, but then laughed about it. So, yeah. He figured,
my stomach just did a flip, because that is my worst nightmare. Oh, my God.
I'm more concerned about what he has his mom and his girlfriend saved in his phone if he got confused whatsoever.
Well, sometimes you'll do that where you're texting somebody, then somebody sends you a text, and you think you're responding to the other one.
I've done it before where I've responded to the wrong person.
I've done that before.
That's why I check like 6,000 times now before I send anything.
Especially
if it's that content,
I think it's like every guy and girl's like worst nightmare, except if your mom and dad mistexted each other and you got it.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be much worse.
I don't have to worry about that.
But I would literally act like somebody.
Your parents hate each other.
They haven't spoken in 20 years.
28 years. So I'm good on that front.
You're blessed.
Yeah. I texted my ex-wife and Alex and said, ooh, Alex loves his mama.
Of course you did.
Of course I did. I tried to make it a little bit better. Woody and Jim in the Morning, 107.5 The River. Thanks for tuning in and tearing yourself away from TikTok for a couple minutes. Or, you know, you could be on TikTok, too, while you're doing this.
Yeah.
Because that's where we live our lives.
I went down the TikTok rabbit hole. Instead of doing dishes, I watched TikTok for like an hour and a half yesterday.
You sound like a 16-year-old, Jim.
Yeah.
They suck you in and they don't let you out. You're like, okay, just one more. Yeah. I'm going to watch one more.
It's literally how I fall asleep every single night. I'm like, it's time to TikTok.
TikTok myself to sleep.
Yeah.
But now is the time to reveal who's like killing it on TikTok as far as making money and super popular.
Yeah, so we're actually going to
start. These are all bits that you've heard a million times on TikTok.
We're going to count down the top three of the most played songs on TikTok.
Okay.
So number three, it's Steven Universe by El Dre.
Okay, I don't think I recognize it, but I didn't know who did this.
So if you do like a lot of like home reno HGTV TikTok, this is like the music, most of it in the background of them showing you.
Or like the small businesses when they show you how they make something.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah.
The guy who's like tricked out the inside of his car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
10,681 plays.
Wow.
10,681 million plays on TikTok.
Wow.
Number two.
That's a bunch.
You're 100% going to recognize this one because it's one of my favorite sounds on TikTok.
This plays in my head when I see specific things happening in front of me. I hear this in my head, which is so messed up.
Yeah, Ricky, you had the story about Wally the walrus that was climbing on people's boats. That's exactly what we'd be playing as he's crawling onto sinking their boats.
The boat is sinking.
Yeah. They're looking for life preservers. Oh, my God.
It's the person who's carrying too much stuff, and then they drop their coffee.
Oh, no.
Wally's so flopped on our boat.
30,406,000,000 views. It's Oh No by Creepa. And then the number one most played sound effect on TikTok is...
That makes sense.
Just kind of like busy throughout your day kind of music.
Yeah, it's called Monkeys Spinning Monkeys by Kevin MacLeod, and it has 31,612,000,000 plays on TikTok.
Wow.
Kevin MacLeod, by the way.
Kevin MacLeod. It's spelled MacLeod.
It is spelled a little bit.
MacLeod.
That's how it's spelled.
It is. I'm just saying how it's said, yeah.
I was over-enunciating every syllable, Jim.
I know.
Just like when Zach said that Loki was the god of mischief.
Which is how you say it.
Absolutely not. I mean, we're not going to talk about this again.
Words are fun.
Where are all the plastic knives?
All right. Those are the most played on TikTok. Now we turn to the money.
This is the nitty-gritty. I want to know all about the money.
Uh-huh. Okay. They say, you don't make anything unless you're touring in the music industry. Wait till you hear the money that some of these people are making.
Yeah, they don't need to ever tour again.
So the top three, like, highest earning songs on TikTok, I'm going to play a little clip. Number three, which I'm surprised was not higher on the list because I feel like every time I open TikTok, this song is playing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Probably because it's fairly recent.
Yeah. I don't know. Olivia Rodrigo, Good For You. She made... $2,275,000 on TikTok off of that song.
Dang.
For just letting people use like 20 seconds of her song.
Yeah.
One song.
Mm.
Wow.
I mean, she went from like making pretty good money on High School Musical to now being a millionaire.
Now
like,
she's, yeah.
It's wild to me.
That's incredible.
Yeah. That guy that ran out with the blonde girl, he's got to be hating himself right
now. I hope he's sorry.
That guy with the blonde girl.
You know,
great description.
Yeah. The number two song that made the second most money on TikTok so far is... What you know
about rolling totally. Down
in the deep. Astronaut in the Ocean by Masked Wolf.
Totally.
It's a huge song. He's made... Airworm. $2,693,000.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
So only a mere $400,000 more.
Just a wee bit more.
Just a little bit.
No biggie. And then the number one song that has made the most money, which makes me really happy because I know that whenever he came out with his first song, he was worried about being a one-hit wonder.
Yeah.
Okay. Call me when you
want. Call me when you want.
Montero.
Lil Nas X with Montero.
He's just killing everything. I love this for him.
He was really, really worried that he was going to be a one-hit wonder.
I kind of thought he was, too, because I didn't like care for Panini all that much. But then when Montero came out, I'm like, I love this.
It's a bop. So he has made nearly $3 million at $2,992,000 off this song. And I'm like, Lil Nas X is not hurting at all.
I'm so happy for him.
I know.
He's like breaking so many streaming
records.
I'm
ecstatic right now. I have a smile like, ear to ear. Good for him.
He's just so great.
That is so cool. And it's almost $3 million? Just
almost
on that,
$3 million
on that one song, only on TikTok. It doesn't count to the money he's making at
because he's making a lot of money other places. Yeah,
every streaming service on the radio because we're playing him a lot. So good for him. I'm glad for him.
I love that everybody except us is making money. Woody and Jim in the Morning, 107.5 The River. They're expecting a full approval of the Pfizer vaccine today. FDA approval, not just emergency use. So if that's what's been holding you back. The approval may come down today and you can get your vaccine.
Yeah.
No more excuses.
You really need to get your vaccine.
Yeah. We want to say, our sincerest sympathies to the Valentine family. Talk show host in town, Phil Valentine, at another station in town. But,
we used to work with him. He used to be on WLAC, our news talk station.
Yeah. We worked with him a while back. Of course, mocked the vaccine. That was part of his conservative, you know, I guess, conversations on his host, hosting his show. He died of COVID-19 over the weekend.
Yeah. And he had a long struggle with it.
He was in the hospital
mid-June.
For about 2 months.
Yeah. It was really bad. And, you know, I think whatever you think of his beliefs, he did have the deathbed turnaround of urging everyone to get vaccinated.
Which is sad it has to come to that. But, yeah, a lot of people do have that death.
But I hope that means something to somebody.
Yeah.
And our sympathies to his family, wonderful family.
Sending all of our love and prayers to his family.
Every single
person
lost to this, you know, preventable for the most part.
Like, that's what makes it so sad, it didn't have to happen.
It's horrible.
It didn't have to happen.
And he was a truly, really nice guy. Regardless of what you think
his
beliefs were,
he
treated people really well. And my heart goes out to his family. There are so many people that are, you know, getting the virus, and that includes Titans coach Mike Vrabel.
Yeah, he's been vaccinated, but he had one of the breakthrough infections. Yeah.
Right, and he's just quarantining. He's fine. But I guess the people in Tampa, because the Titans played Tampa a few days ago, and Mike Vrabel, former teammate of Tom Brady, after the game, they got together and were talking. Now the people of Tampa are very afraid for Tom Brady to be getting the COVID vaccine, the COVID virus, because, you know, they were talking together in close quarters. So it's like, does it matter only if it affects Tom Brady?
Now it only matters
to
them.
I think to the Tampa Bay fans, yeah.
That's
their yardstick of measuring how serious it is.
I mean, should we also clarify, not only did the Titans play Tampa, they beat Tampa.
Like 34-3 or
something. The petty, Zach. The petty.
I'm just saying, we didn't just beat them, we demolished them.
It doesn't count, but it is kind of nice to have a win.
Yeah, sure. And you know, Mike Vrabel got the vaccine. He has mild symptoms. That's the thing, is you can still get it. Mm-hmm. But if you get the vaccine, you probably won't die.
So many people are like, what's the point of me getting the vaccine if I can still get the virus? I'm like, literally, what they said is, you will not go to the hospital and you won't die. That's all we're asking for.
You won't end your life on a ventilator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're at the point now where they're saying, don't get in a car accident. Don't, you know, slip and fall like Zach did down the stairs where you need to go to the hospital. Thankfully, you need to go.
I mean, like, the best comparison to me is like wearing a seatbelt. What's the point of wearing a seatbelt if you can still get in a car wreck? It still saves your life.
Yeah.
End of story.
We just care about you. We just don't want anybody, regardless of your beliefs, you know, to one, die, two, to take up a hospital bed that somebody else is going to need.
Right.
Yeah.
Because it's so preventable.
Yeah.
Here's what's trending this morning with Woody and Jim on the River.
Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate.
The FDA has approved the Pfizer vaccine.
Good deal.
And so they are now going to be marketing it as Comirnaty is what they're changing the name to. Instead of like the Pfizer BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine, they're now marketing it as Comirnaty, and it's the very first one to be approved by the FDA for people over the age of 16. They're also still allowing it under like the emergency use authorization for individuals 12 to 15 years old.
Okay. So if that was what was holding you back from getting the vaccine, you don't have that excuse anymore.
Yeah.
Literally no excuses at this point.
No kidding.
They apparently did like a super rigorous scientific like study on the entire vaccine. So you have no excuses. The FDA approved it.
Yeah.
So that's exciting. Ricky, what you got?
So American Airlines will not be serving alcohol on their flights anytime soon. They plan to bring it back.
Saw this was coming, yeah.
Yep, they plan to bring it back September 13th. But because everyone can't have nice things and they keep acting like complete morons on flights.
And they have to be dumped
and getting
into
out of control. They're like, no, 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 we're not doing this yet. We're going to wait until January 18th. And if everyone doesn't get it together by then, they'll just keep pushing it back.
And this is Ricky Sanchez's rant to get it together so we can have alcohol
together
on flights again.
I need my alcohol on the flight. How am I supposed to fly home and deal with my family for Christmas
without
if I can't
sweet,
have a drink on the plane?
Alcohol.
You can't pregame on the flight home.
Exactly. Oh,
thanks for listening to and recommending the Woody and Jim Show podcast. Listen to Woody and Jim in real time every weekday morning on 107.5 The River, Nashville, or live on the iHeartRadio app.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.